A question for you. What's the mobile phone signal like where you are? If it's not very good, then it isn't good. In large parts of Wales, it can be an absolute pain in this day and age. Not just phone calls, is it? It's the internet, it's emails, it's apps, it's social media as well. Well, our reporter Chris Dearden travels all around Gwynedd, Conwy and Anglesey for us every day, and even he gets caught out.
OK, so here we are in Colwyn Bay. Just finished a meeting at North Wales Police Headquarters and time to sort out some emails and texts before we move on to something else. Ah, OK. Problem. There's a modest amount of signal here, but it's not 3G or 4G, so those are not sending. OK, let's go into the centre of town and see if we can sort it there. So here we are in the centre of Colwyn Bay, and it claims the signal's a little bit better. It actually says 3G on the phone screen, but things are still running pretty slowly. Other people here are not convinced the phone signal's brilliant either.
It is okay in parts, but in the house where I live, by the front of the house it's okay, the rear it's out of signal some of the time.
Oh, it's bad. Here I've got one bar.
So if you went round the corner up the high street then...
It'd probably stay the same, I'd probably get about two bars.
In fairness to the phone companies then, mobile phone signal has actually improved in Colwyn Bay over the last few years. But people's main concern here isn't that there's no signal, it's just that it's very patchy. You can literally go from one street to the next and the signal will vanish, or go inside a building and all of a sudden 3G reception has gone down to next to nothing at all. I think I'll have to send that email when I get back to the office.
That's Chris Dearden reporting. Well, back in 2013, Professor of Computer Science Alan Dix tested mobile access on a 1,000-mile walk around Wales. He's put even Chris Dearden to shame. His conclusion, it's actually more important we concentrate on improving coverage of mobile data across the country rather than just that concentration on getting faster broadband in our homes. He's going to be speaking about his research at a conference at Glyndŵr University later. He's in our Wrexham studio now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are your feet, first of all?
Well, it was a few years ago and they've recovered. Although
I'm glad to hear it.
It took a while.
So, you know, this was 2013. Chris, yes. in Conwy now. Is that a picture that you were pretty familiar with as well, that it is patchy at best?
Well, patchy would be a good way of putting it. I live permanently on a little island off the west coast of Scotland, and I was expecting things to be bad, but to be honest, it was far, far worse. And I'm sure things have improved in the 4 years since, but the gap, of course, between what things are like in rural areas and in the centre of the city... And even in the centre of the city versus often a poorer or less populated part of a city is critical, because everybody designs for the best possible signal. And if you've not got that, then you're at a disadvantage.
Why do you think that this idea of mobile coverage is perhaps more important than the routers that we have in our homes?
Well, I mean, in some sense, both are critical. You've had a piece on education. I've been listening in on... If you're a child learning at home, if you're a school, then fixed connectivity is important. But also, again, early on, you had the health service. If you want to contact an ambulance, that's critical. Mm-hmm. If you're poorer, you're more likely to live in rented accommodation. You're less likely to have a fixed line. So a greater proportion of people who are less well off, if they have internet connectivity at all, it's through a phone. Both the expense of that, but also the ability to connect becomes critical.
OK, and from a business point of view, can you realistically run a business on 4G, or is it businesses really need that broadband service? It can be quite expensive downloading all that data on 4G, can't it?
Absolutely. I mean, to be honest, you know, from my personal experiences and from the experience of your reporter, to get 4G at all would be really nice. To get a couple of bars of GSM sometimes would be quite nice. It certainly is. People can operate. There was a... I've forgotten the name of it, but the BBC programme that deals with data and stuff, a few years ago, they were at a conference and did everything using their phones, their whole video production, their audio, everything was done using the phone. Volume of data does matter, you know, being able to get that that video file uploaded or whatever it is that requires really large volume. But often it is, and as your reporter noticed, it's the consistency of access. Even if things are slow, knowing they're going to be slow, you can cope with. What is very hard to cope with is the fact that things are broken, they don't always work. Yeah.
You know, we've reported over the years, since you did that walk in 2013, numerous government agencies, government bodies, telecom telecoms companies making improvements to all this sort of stuff. Is the direction of travel going in the right way, and is it going quickly enough from your point of view?
There's two things. One is, you know, the improvements are phenomenal. So I think back to dot-comming days in the sort of 2099 and what was a normal level of access now at that point, or it was a good level because is would be regarded as the minimum now. But the gap is critical. So if, and this is true of both fixed broadband access and of mobile access, because of the gap, particularly if you think of your Silicon Valley company, but even of British companies, you develop your application, you develop your website, assuming the high-end access. We increasingly rely on people being able to access things digitally, whether it's government or business. Of course, if you are constantly left behind, it doesn't matter if what you're... Well, it does help if it's getting better, but it still leaves you at a disadvantage.
Look, we'll have to leave it there, but great to speak to you. Thank you very much indeed. That's Professor Alan Dix.